Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
My Republican friends need to stop playing Russian roulette with the U.S. economy. If they don't want to do the job, just get out of the way. We'll take the heat. We'll do it. We will do it. Let us do it.
Move it! Move it! Move, move, move!
No one making under $400,000 a year will see a penny in their taxes go up. We can't get here thinking small. We have to think big. Let me be clear. We need to prepare for 10 years. That's what these bills do.
We've crunched the numbers here and found out that if it's at the $3.5 trillion and the $2 trillion in planned tax hikes, of course, that leaves a $1.5 trillion gap.
Fall into the gap now. Get to the gap.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You did do interviews on Fox, though. Were you always truthful there?
I probably wasn't. I can't think of an example right now. I probably wasn't.
I'm caught in my own web of lies.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, the toll-free number today, as always, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We're broadcasting here from scenic South Florida and enjoying ourselves. It's wonderful. It was 81 degrees this morning at 6 o'clock. It was beautiful. Anyway, enough of my pleasure. So I want to move on here quickly. I was so happy last night when Donald Trump endorsed the Jeff deal. It happened right after the show ended. He put out the release, and I got a second column in the paper. So you can check out both of my columns. I think both of them have been posted today. One was about the monster in South Boston who murdered the young woman from Wilbraham back in 2013, and the other one was about the deal being endorsed by Donald Trump. And and Charlie Baker today was shrugging it off. As you might, he's worried. I'm focusing on doing something about COVID. You know, we were only number one in unemployment for 2 months. We can do better than that. We can get it the number. We can get backed up to the number one unemployment state. And we were only number three in deaths per 100,000.
My hair's on fire about the whole thing. I can't even begin to tell you how pissed off I am.
And since then, we've fallen down to fifth in total deaths. We can do better, Massachusetts. And then he says he's increased the rate of vaccinations in the equity communities. What is the equity community? Is that where the equities live? Is that like stocks? I thought we were after people who had equities, stakeholders, right? We're increasing the vaccination rate in the equities communities. Are they inhabited by equity Americans, I guess, or Americans of equity descent? Is your ethnic group equity? Anyway, we'll try to get some sound cuts from his appearance in Salem before we have Jeff Deal on later today. For the first thing I want to do, and we're going to talk a lot about this outrageous directive. The more you see of this thing, we talked about it yesterday, but it seems more and more outrageous. The FBI is now going to be getting involved in school boards. They don't care about Antifa. They don't care about all the riots last summer with BLM and Antifa. Cops injured, some killed, billions of dollars of damages, arson, looting. They didn't care about any of that. They cared about the armed insurrection on January 6th when there were no arms and there really wasn't an insurrection. But that was a terrible day. The FBI had to get involved with that. The FBI probably helped set that up, it appears increasingly clear. The FBI set up the kidnapping or the alleged kidnapping. It wasn't a real kidnapping. They were just going to put Gretchen Whitmer supposedly in a boat in the middle of Lake Michigan. And then they were going to have to, you know, call the Coast Guard or the Marine Patrol or whatever it is on the Great Lakes to pick her up. But that was an FBI operation. So now the FBI is the FBI now going to be doing stings on, you know, try to infiltrate school boards? So, you know, usually they just set you up. You know, you come in and, you know, you got pointed shoes and you talk out of the side of your mouth and they say you're a gangster and you're the FBI guy. How are they going to infiltrate these school boards and school committees? Are they gonna bring in people and rent kids so that they can put the rented kids in the school and then they can go to these meetings of these militia school parents and infiltrate them? Ugh. God, it's just so sickening. They keep doing the same stuff over and over. And this is just so outrageous. I mean, why don't they go after illegal aliens, all the MS-13 gangbangers that are coming into the country, the fentanyl dealers, the organized gangs bringing in people who are just going to be welfare recipients and criminals, the vast majority of them. You know, why aren't they dealing with these security issues? Why aren't they dealing with pervert doctors like Larry Nassar? No, they're dealing with school boards, parents. All right, but first I want to mention a couple of sound cuts from Joe Biden. We'll start the day off the way we do sometimes, and we missed a couple of them yesterday, and it wasn't anyone's fault. I just didn't anticipate how good it was. It just seems sort of vanilla, the description on the cut sheet. And again, it's nobody's fault. It's just one of those things. But there was one yesterday. He was talking about Joe Biden was in Michigan, as you know, and there were the chants of Let's Go Brandon, and it really kind of discombobulated him even more than he's normally discombobulated. And so he told a real Grandpa Simpson story. And again, we had it on the cut sheet and we missed it. But I like to make up. This is what I like about talk radio. It's like a baseball game. If you struck out in the second inning, you got another shot in the fourth or the fifth inning, right? So here is Joe Biden yesterday with his Grandpa Simpson story of the week. Cut one.
When you build a charging station, it's like back in the day when my grandpa worked for the American Oil Company back in the turn of the 1920 in that area. They went from state to state convincing people that they allowed them to put 20,000 gallons of gasoline under the ground. They didn't want them around. But guess what happened? Everything builds up around them.
You don't say. That is a fascinating tale. No wonder he was a professor at an Ivy League university, the University of Pennsylvania. And then he has this problem with the elected officials in the state of Michigan. You know, he called his energy secretary Gretchen, or he called the governor Jennifer, because he gets the energy secretary who is Jennifer Granholm, who used to be the governor, Gretchen. He gets her confused with Gretchen Whitmer. So yesterday, he just forgot Gretchen's name, but then he just kept going anyway. Cut two.
And of course, it's great to be here with my friend. We've become friends, an outstanding governor, one of the best governors in the United States of America, and her lieutenant governor who covers her in every way, both in terms of physically and mentally and every other way.
Is that too much information, TMI? Covers her physically. And he's a male, by the way. The male covers the female physically and mentally and every other way. Okay. All right. Now, here he's talking about, this is from today. He was talking about all the corporations on the call. One of them, he listed a Massachusetts corporation, cut five.
The American Association of Retired Persons, the AARP, Bank of America, Citibank, Deloitte, Intel, J.P. Morgan, NASDAQ, the National Association of Realtors, and Raytheon.
Raytheon. You know, Dunkin' Donuts decided to get rid of donuts, right? So Raytheon decided to get rid of the E. It just became Raytheon.
And Raytheon.
It's
said Ray-a-thon, like it's a marathon. Ray-a-thon.
Did he say Ray-a-thon? I kind of got Ray-thon. Let's hear it again.
And Ray-a-thon.
Yeah, Ray-a-thon. You're right. Ray-a-thon. Rhymes with marathon. Ray-a-thon, the company that will be with you for the entire 26.2 miles of your business experience. All right. So then we have a there's a military, I guess it's a military expression, DEFCON 1, right? That means the, is that, what does that mean, Taylor? That's the
DEFCON
greatest
1
danger.
Means, yeah, nuclear war is imminent or has started.
DEFCON, that's con like ex-con, like Con Air. DEFCON 1, okay? So Joe Biden does a Joe Biden with the that expression, cut 14.
Let me ask you the DEFCON 10 question. If we don't, if we default, even for a day or two, what do you think the impact on the market will be?
DEFCON 10. So that would mean, let me ask you the most meaningless question there is, right?
Right, because the system only goes to 1 through 5, 5 being we're at peacetime, most peaceful.
Okay.
DEFCON 1 being nuclear war.
But of course, we're not dealing here with DEFCON. We're dealing with DEFCOM, according to Dementia Joe Biden.
After very careful consideration, sir, I've come to the conclusion that your new defense system sucks.
Yeah, maybe it's just inflation is taking over DEFCON too, DEFCON as well as everything else, and that now we need 10 variations rather than 5. All right, we've got some more of these to play. 844-500-4242. 860 says, let's go, Brandon. Protecting your family is essential, but defending yourself doesn't have to be lethal. It's time for safer self-defense with Taser, because Taser protects life on both sides of the trigger. Non-lethal and easier to use than a gun, Taser's smart self-protection devices can stop threats before, during, and after you pull the trigger. Take the Taser Pulse Plus. From 15 feet away, it can lock up an attacker's muscles for up to 30 seconds. 30 seconds! So you can escape safely. And when paired with your phone, the Taser Pulse Plus alerts emergency dispatchers with your GPS locations as soon as you fire. And if you ever have to fire yours, Taser will replace the device for free. Get the same Taser technology trusted by police officers across the country since 1993, giving you the confidence to pull the trigger. Get Taser Plus Pulse Plus today and save 15% at taser.com and enter promo code Howie. Spell TASER.com promo code Howie. Taser.com promo code Howie. Supplies are limited. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr, keeping the hacks on their toes every weekday from 3 to 7.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson. And me?
The Howie Carr Show.
See that sign up here? Up here? DEFCON?
That indicates our current defense condition. It should read DEFCON 5, which...
No, you don't understand. The Commander-in-Chief pronounces it DEFCON, so that's the way it must be. And, you know, I have a cable TV service like almost all of you do, and you never see him playing these sound cuts on Comcast, do you? Or
ha.
Get it? Comcast? I get that from a text there, actually. Medicare plans don't have to be so confusing. Get a free, no-obligation Medicare plan review. Call our friends at CBU Advantage at 800-267-6500. 800-267-6500, a no-obligation Medicare plan review. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who should be calling the shots in public schools? Teachers' unions, elected school boards, parents, or the FBI?
See, if this were National Panhandler Radio, it would be like 90% for the FBI, I think. But I'm going to vote for parents.
88% say parents, 8% say the school boards, 3% say the FBI, and 1% say the teachers' unions.
The FBI got more votes than the teachers' union. That's kind of humorous. 844-500-4242. Yesterday, Joe Biden was in Michigan talking about the weak force. I think we think he meant workforce. And his new bill, the Build Back Pletter plan, as he called it. And today he talked about, he had some more exhortations about what his Build Back Pletter plan would do. Cut six.
I'm glad these leaders are here to talk about the real world impact this is going to have on people and on our position in the world.
The real world impact and what effect this is going to have in the real world. The real world. It wouldn't be a Joe Biden press conference or a press availability without a few coughs and a few whispers and a few references to the real world. So let's get the coughing out of the way. Cut three.
I want to thank our participants that are here, as well as those on Zoom. And this is to state the obvious, an important get-together here.
In the real world. Cut four.
And I'm going to make some brief comments.
Why don't you tell us, you were in the Senate for, what, 180 years, have you said in the past, so why don't you explain to all of us deplorables and irredeemables and bitter clingers how the filibuster works. Cut 10.
To say that in plain English, it means you have to have 60 votes when there's a filibuster. 60 votes, a supermajority, instead of 50 to get anything done. It's not right. And it's dangerous.
See, he was in the Senate for, again, by his own account, 180 years, and he never said anything about the filibuster. He used the filibuster. They all used the filibuster. But now it's dangerous, and it's it's kind of like parents speaking out at school board meetings on behalf of their children. Cut seven.
We were informed by our Republican friends that they had to be all Democrat votes. They weren't going to help. I said, okay, we'll provide 50 votes. The definition in the Democrats, we have the votes.
The definition of the Democrats, we have the vote? Huh? Huh?
50 votes. The definition in the Democrats, we have the votes.
Okay. And if you don't have the votes, that means a default. What does a default mean, Mr. Dementia Joe? Cut 11.
Means that Social Security benefits will stop. Salaries to service members will stop. Benefits to veterans will stop. And much more.
What kind of Social Security? What's that next
means
word?
Means that Social Security benefits will stop.
Okay.
Salaries to service members will.
Warner Brothers, how'd they used to wrap up the cartoons? That's all. Let's hear Joe Biden doing his Mel Blanc impersonation.
Why we need to act? We need to act now. Many of them are here with me. Not next week. Now. Look forward to hearing from their perspectives, and we'll now get this meeting started.
He doesn't look forward to hearing their perspectives. He looks forward to hearing from their perspectives. Cut 15 on the way out.
And I don't know. It's understandable why the average American wouldn't understand what the consequences of this will be for American security and the willingness of other countries to follow our lead.
DEFCON 10, I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the number if you'd like to give us a call this afternoon. And so the GOP was attacked again today, the Grand Old Party, for blocking raising the, well, raising something. Joe seemed rather unclear what is exactly going to or should be raised here. Cut number nine.
But our Senate Republican friends are planning to block the vote to raise the debt limit by using the procedural power called the filibuster.
You know, they can do what they want with the debt limit, but they better not screw around with the demolit. If we can't raise the demolit, where the hell is this country going to be?
Demolished. That's what I thought he was going to say, the demolition.
The demolit. The demolit. By the way, breaking news, the FBI this afternoon is digging up a backyard in Randolph. Apparently someone got out of line at a school committee meeting in the suburbs of Boston and was buried in a shallow grave. That's a joke. Whenever I read a headline, the FBI is digging in a backyard, I always go, anybody I know? Never is, though. The people that got buried a long time ago, they've never turned up. Even when the gangsters who became state's witnesses decided to help the FBI dig them up, they never found them. But I'm sure they know what they're looking for in Randolph. Anyway, Grace is here right now.
I am. And Howie, I have a story you're really going to like. I've been waiting for this. I'm mad I didn't see this during my show. But Hunter Biden was hobnobbing at his art show. I know that we were told that he would have no idea who's interested in his art. That seems to be a little bit difficult when you go around 200 people who are coming to see your art. They seem like they could be potential buyers. But we have
photos. How many masks did these 200 people have on their faces?
We have
Grace.
Photos from the event, and what I'm seeing now, these are just some little, you know, separate photos of people, but from what I'm seeing here so far, zero masks.
I'm gonna try not to let this destroy my faith in the integrity of the beautiful people when they exhort, hector, and lecture all of us to wear masks at all times.
But Howie, you have to admit, I mean, I know you're the king of graft, but this kid is really something else. When you think about the level of scams he's pulling at all times, the amount of money he's making, and how he gets away with it, and he smiles for the camera on top of all of it, it's kind of breathtaking.
I know. And he, you know, Joe Biden is so appalled when he hears the F-bomb being dropped in Michigan and elsewhere as he's convoying past, right? But his son, Hunter, who's the smartest man he knows, as he's told us in the past, he drops the F-bomb on national TV and doesn't seem to faze him in the least, does it?
No, you're right. I mean, that's just, I think the thing with Biden, and he keeps talking about the people holding the signs, and he did this at the on 9/11, at the 20th anniversary, he was also bringing that up again, that he didn't understand why people would have those signs and how horrified people would be if they could see, if they hadn't, I think his point was like, if people hadn't died at 9/11, those people would be here shocked and appalled by the signs. I don't try to understand this guy.
Is there any moment when he won't wave the bloody shirt? And is there any group of of deceased heroes that he won't use as a shield or a hostage whenever he's in the slightest jam?
No, you're right. You're right, Howie. We, honestly, I could write a column about that. You just gave me an idea. It really is pathetic how he will throw anyone, living or dead, under the bus to try to save himself.
It's really amazing. I mean, I thought it was appalling when Mike Dukakis used to say a drunk driver killed his brother, you know, who was riding a bike. And they don't know who did it. I mean, it was just, but Mike Dukakis was just throwing some anonymous person under the bus. Biden said that the truck driver that hit his first wife and killed the wife and the daughter was drunk. And he knew who the guy was, and he also knew he wasn't drunk. And he just kept saying it over and over for decades, that the guy had a liquid lunch before he killed Biden's wife. And it was crushing the guy because he knew he didn't do anything.
Yeah, and then the other situation is obviously when the 13 U.S. service members were brought back, and he kept bringing up his son Beau's death, which was obviously tragic, but he died of brain cancer, and these people died because of Joe Biden's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan.
And then he started yesterday. He was talking about how he was going to learn to drive a drone. That didn't seem very appropriate.
I forgot to play that. Do we have that sound?
We have it somewhere. It may take.
Taylor says there's no sound of that one. I did read that, and I thought that was strange.
Oh, that's it. That was like an aside as they were hustling him out of the venue as they.
Hold
so
on,
often
I've got
do.
A real funny joke I've been working on.
But listen to this. Let's play the cut from CNN of all places, Clarissa Ward. And she was reporting that the Kabul airport bomber was at Bagram prison. And again, there've been like rumors that this guy was let out of Bagram prison when we abandoned it at midnight one night and just let the Taliban take over and let all the prisoners go. But now it's being reported as fact. So he's not only got the dead victims of the drone strike on him, but his precipitous withdrawal against all military advice. Let the Kabul bomber out to kill 14 Americans, and more than 100 Afghan civilians. Cut 11.
We now understand from this new CNN reporting that Abdulrahman Alugari, the terrorist from ISIS-K who was responsible for killing 13 American service members and dozens of Afghan civilians trying to get out of the country, that he had been held at Parwan prison in Bagram Air Base.
Another reason not to just flee, turn tail and run from Bagram prison, because there were all these terrorists in the prison who were immediately let go, and they ended up killing U.S. servicemen and innocent Afghans at the airport.
Yeah, there's everywhere you turn with this administration is another mistake they've made, and a lot of their mistakes are very deadly. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my RAV4. It's a beautiful car, and the process of getting it was so easy. I leased my car, and I loved how I could tell them exactly what features I wanted, but there was no pressure. They found out exactly my price range, and they worked with me on it. They're located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off 95. So go to Toyota of Portsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them I sent you. Howie, this is an interesting story that I've been seeing, and I haven't really talked about it, but I'd love to know your take. The Biden administration is defending the IRS's snooping into personal bank accounts for transactions over $600 despite backlash. This is from the Post Millennial.
No, isn't it under $600?
No, I think that transactions have to be over for them to... Despite efforts from Janet Yellen to defend a proposal that would require the IRS to track transactions valued at $600 or more, many local banks across the country and banking associations are speaking out against the proposed action. I guess a lot of these places think that this is going to be intrusive and it would create unnecessary right. burdens for the banks.
Well, you know, another thing, there's no way they can track every transaction of $600 or more. I mean, can you imagine how many billions of transactions that have to follow? So the result here, Grace, would be that if somebody stepped out of line, say at a school board meeting, and criticized critical race theory, for instance, you could just run their bank accounts and just start looking around and seeing if you could find something to prosecute them on.
I know we always talk.
Show me the man, I will show you the crime. Show me the bank account, I will, and the man, and I will show you the crime.
I know we always talk about how Orwellian and scary this stuff is, but it's really getting to a point, Howie, and I actually was talking to a guest about this today, about how at least during the Obama administration, you got the sense that they were trying to be a little bit subtle about all this. With Joe Biden's administration, they're like boasting about how authoritarian they are.
Right. Right. Well, you know, another difference is there was a story earlier this week about, you know, comparing the COVID panic, which is, you know, Fauci authored, to the AIDS panic, which was largely authored by Fauci. And when they tried to have cutbacks on people's personal freedoms because of AIDS, there was a reaction on both the left and the right. And now the same phenomenon appears with COVID, but the only negative reaction is on the right. The left goes along with it totally. Same with COINTELPRO, counterintelligence program against like the Black Panthers, SDS, et cetera, during the 60s and 70s. I mean, there was an outcry on both sides of the political aisle that the FBI was violating people's civil liberties. Now the FBI is doing the exact same thing. And where's the outcry on the left, Grace?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, and it's sad that people can't see beyond their political party. Like, yeah, it's working for you right now. But a lot of the stuff that's happening that we're seeing is exactly why people should stand up for all of this before it gets to this point, because it can be you. I mean, I'm sure when Donald Trump was being set up by the FBI for during his election, I'm sure there was people who thought, well, it's only Donald Trump, it's not me. But if you're a parent who goes to a school board meeting, do you want everyone being able to look into your business, and do you want the FBI knocking at your door? It's a slippery slope.
Well, I mean, it's even more sinister than knocking at your door. I mean, it's they're checking your expenditures.
Yeah,
and who you're sending money to.
It's really Big Brother.
That's what they do first before they knock on your door.
Hey, Howie, you know? By the way, there's this new Fauci documentary out on Disney Plus, and I just, as far as the streaming sites go, I just find it to be kind of a bummer that we have no way to track. Like, you know how ratings and stuff, I mean, they're kind of obsolete now too, but at least with CNN, we know how many people are watching, and it's very satisfying to know that people aren't buying into their BS.
Right.
So I would love to know.
Same with Saturday Night Live, lowest rating ever for an opening show.
And all the award shows and stuff like that.
Right.
It's a nice thing to see. It's a silver lining to see those programs go down. But with Fauci in this documentary, we're never going to know, because Disney's never going to tell us how many people watch this. But I just have to imagine it's like in the hundreds.
Really?
If that.
I mean, but there's still all these Fauci relics sites. You know, if it was a Catholic saint, you'd say a relic. But those sites are selling all these tchotchkes for Fauci, right? The votive candles, the mittens, the buttons, all that kind of crap. They got to be selling to somebody, right? Or they wouldn't be this many sites.
Well, the Washington Post has a headline: "Can the new Fauci documentary find an audience after so much pandemic fatigue?" If the Washington Post doesn't think it's going to bring in the viewers, that's pretty damning.
The only place I want to see Fauci is at a nursing home. You know, I want to see him on a rocking chair outside on the front porch, next to Dementia Joe.
Well, it's funny because before Hugh Hewitt asked him that question about would you ever step aside if you're doing more harm than good, I had actually said or written before that I think if Fauci agreed to never be on TV again, a lot of people would get vaccinated. I think that's kind of an incentive that would move people to get the jab, but he obviously will never do that. It's too important for him to be under the hot lights.
Yeah. I'm going to call my cable service Comcast and ask them if they can install a Fauci blocker on my on my sets.
If they can, let me know. I'd like to partake in that as well.
All right.
Thanks,
Comcast,
Howie.
You were on warning. Thank you, Grace. I appreciate it. I'm back in Florida, but I made sure to make one last visit to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire before I left New England. I don't go to anyone other than Dr. Bruce Houghton. At my most recent visit, it was great meeting a new patient from Concord, New Hampshire, who's been listening to my show for years. Perfect Smiles has clients from all over Howie Carr Nation. Northern Maine, Cape Cod, and Connecticut, among other places. Howie Carr Show listeners understand that Dr. Houghton is worth the trip. When you need to get first-class dental work done, from full reconstructive to veneer to anything in between, you need to go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Perfect Smiles is easy to get to, just off the main drag, and has plenty of free parking. Don't trust your dental work to anyone but the best. Visit the Perfect Smiles website and see my before and after video. After you see what Dr. Houghton did for me, you'll understand why so many listeners from all over New England travel to Perfect Smiles. If you've been putting off dental work for the last 18 months or so for you, the various reasons you know so well, don't wait any longer. The more you procrastinate, the longer you procrastinate, the more expensive and the more painful it's going to be to get your mouth back in working order. Go to PerfectSmiles.com. Visit their site today, PerfectSmiles.com. That's PerfectSmiles.com. And don't forget to let Dr. Houghton know that you are a Howie listener. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment.
Dope. I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
Take us to DEFCON 3. Get on the sack. Tell them to flush the bombers.
We don't care about DEFCON 3. We want to know what the DEFCON 10 question is. Come on.
Go to DEFCON 2.
Speaking of the military, Lieutenant Colonel Schiller, he's the one who made the video saying, you know, is anyone going to pay the price for this debacle in Afghanistan? He is going to face court-martial. That's what the Washington Times is reporting. Six violations he's charged with of the Uniform Code of Military Justice: contempt toward officials, disrespect toward superior commissioned officers, willfully disobeying a superior commissioned officer, dereliction in the performance of duties, failure to obey an order or regulation, and conduct unbecoming an officer and a gentleman. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Let me get this straight, Howie. Clear across the country, parents are irate at school committee meetings, and instead of seeing a red flag and trying to fix it, they want a line item in the infrastructure bill for $90 billion to hire 90 million FBI agents.
I think they're looking to hire more IRS agents to run down the bank accounts of anybody who has the temerity to insist that their children at the age of 6 or 7 are not inveterate racists and shouldn't be demeaned as such. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's absurd what they want with the FBI. Has the FBI got enough? The FBI doesn't investigate Parkland High School shooters down here in Florida, but they are going to investigate people who get out of line at school board meetings. Thanks for the call, Lee. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Yes, hi, Howie Carr. Listen, how are we going to do the $600 Biden say take the bank? Some family, we loan them cash because you don't have no bank. And how are we going to do that? And also, how are you going to tax, double tax us? And I'm very concerned those sugar daddy have to take money in your bank. How are we going to pay all the women down there?
That's how they got Governor Spitzer in New York, Mr. Garcia. He was getting $9,000 cash, and they thought he was a drug dealer or something, laundering money. And then they ran him down, and they found out it was the governor of New York. But I mean, there's a big difference between $9,000 and $600. I mean, everybody just about makes payments of $600 that they probably don't want the government looking at, right? I'm Howie Carr.